Now for our first feature, in which Keith Skipper reminisces about his involvement in amateur dramatics. He titles this piece, "The Day I Nearly Met My Match on Stage." This employs a dreadful pun, which will make itself plain if you listen carefully at the end. Kevin Ford is our reader.
It's the sort of question designed to test your sense of humour, power of imagination, or ability to face the truth. Have you ever died on stage? Thankfully, I can employ all three in modest doses while reflecting on an array of performing roles, from reciting and singing at Village Sunday School anniversaries to playing the rustic fool in pantomime at Norwich Theatre Royal. I recall bowing out earlier than planned at an all-preachers great and small show in Albi Church when my throat gave way. That inspired a few plaintive, "There is power in prayer," murmurings from old friends in the congregation. My wife had the last word with a closing poem. An unrehearsed disappearing act at Broom Village Hall near Bungay stands out as a highlight of travels with my press gang entertainers. I tumbled off stage as my chair wobbled and fell into the well at the side. A curtain softened the blow. I had to suffer running gags about crash courses and fall guys for the rest of the evening. Tony Clark, on the microphone in the guise of deadpan comedian Boy Jimmer as this drama unfolded, told a full house, "He didn't normally do that." Cries of "Keep it in!" greeted my recovery. A later visit to the same palace of homely varieties found a mattress placed strategically by the stage. A notice warned certain performers not to stray too close to the edge. Perhaps it was a friendly reminder not to sail too close to Suffolk waters. There have been plenty of traumatic pauses, tips of the slung, ad-lib adventures, overtime sessions, precarious props and everlasting raffles from decades of public appearances, both as solo Mardler and member of various entertainment ensembles. However, it is all but half a century since I died on stage during a bold but short-lived run as a proper actor with the Rackheath Players, and even that dramatic exit was bedeviled by the sort of bizarre incident for which amateur groups are known and loved. Ted Bell was my boss at work as the 1970s opened, a kindly and gifted sports editor on this esteemed journal and others under the umbrella of Eastern Counties newspapers. He fed enthusiasms rather than dwell on obvious shortcomings. He suggested I might find another outlet for all that mucking about in the office with his dramatic colleagues at Rackheath. He and his wife Bunny, perhaps a little less forgiving when it came to accepting others constantly playing the fool, worked overtime to steer me and several others towards proper use of our disparate talents. I made a handy old-time music hall chairman, banging the gavel on time, gently mocking performers and audiences in turn, and occasionally downing a pint of bitter that went with the job. I relished the freedom to be daft in pantomime romps and joined Ted in writing some of the scripts, featuring characters like Genie with the Light Brown Ale and spirited highwayman Dick Turpentine. Then came serious plays in all their structured glory. Frankly, I found that chasm too wide between Free Spirit Arena and strict rehearsal room for dedicated thespians. Walking a tightrope soon became best rehearsed feature of productions calling for a far more organized repertoire. A couple of dark glowers from Bunny Bell may have played a key part in the rush for redemption. She had the lead role in Madam Tic-Tac, a deaf and blind leader of a gang of reprobates. She communicated by sign language. I had to learn words as Rudge, a small-time gangster destined for an untidy end. Old friend David Long, commonly known as Tosh, curtailed my James Cagney meets a Cockney Sparrow cameo with a well-directed bullet. I breathed my last with some delight as those left standing had two more acts in which to thicken the plot. Halfway through the run, my spectacular demise almost turned into an act of instant cremation. As I slumped to the floor and the curtain shuddered, a box of matches in my trouser pockets caught fire. "He's not dead," yelled a spellbound lad in the front row. "I see him move." I may have twitched as the curtain swished, but that had nothing to do with the "get 'em off" drama playing out in the wings. I did the resurrection shuffle and shed all inhibitions to get rid of a truly horrendous prop. Still some way to go for a matchless performance.
Thank you, Kevin.